This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He's been on my show before. Last time he was on the show was back in November 2019. We're talking about no other than Bullfrog Gold Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BFGC. You can also find him on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol BFG. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, Mr. Dave Beeling. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Everett. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, sir. It's been a little while. Like I said, the last time you were on the show was back in November. That being said, please bring me up to speed. What are some of the new developments that's happening over there at Bullfrog Gold since the last time you were on the show?
Well, the big highlight is we raised $2 million Canadian, mainly on the Canadian Stock Exchange. And that provides funding for us to do an initial drill program and further advance some other project development work. But in that regard, as you know, we got listed on the CSE in Canada in September, and that really set the stage for getting that financing. We couldn't have raised that much money in the U.S., so that was really quite timely, and it was at a reasonable price. When you look at the way the markets are today, up and down. So that's the real key highlight there. We've also since then been further refining how we're going to spend this money on doing priority drill holes. And I do want to get a couple of additional metallurgical tests. And since we're going to be out there with equipment, we can actually open up some of the existing Bullfrog pit areas to get access to gather more bulk samples for metallurgical testing. So that's what we've been doing really in the past 4 months. And I think, as I previously stated, we've had tremendous success using high pressure grinding rolls to produce a finer, more microfractured feed for heap leaching and have achieved significant recovery. Gold recoveries by using that method. And like I say, we plan to do some more of that. And the other thing, too, I mean, we've done a lot of studies on the property, and, you know, a lot of mines have acid mine drainage. Well, this project actually is on the alkaline side, and there is no acid generation potential on the project. So those things have been established, and we've got a lot more pieces of the puzzle put together on this, and it's looking very well.
Well, let me ask you, you're in the town out there. Actually, the gold mine that we're talking about is the Bullfrog Mine, which is about 120 miles northwest of Las Vegas in a town called Beatty Town, around 1,000 people. One question that I do have, how sensitive is the permitting around there? Are they kind to you? Do you have to jump through a lot of hoops? Are they glad that you're there?
Well, I think Nevada is a very good venue. I've operated in Nevada many times in the past. It's a great venue. The rural part of the state, anyway, seeks employment and commerce and everything that mining offers. So, in the town of Beatty, I mean, when Barrick pulled out of there in 1999, it left quite a big economic hole there. And Beatty would like to see that kind of commerce and taxes come back. It's a great venue.
And what are your plans going forward here in 2020?
Well, right now we're about ready to start on a archaeological survey that we need to do on the Barrick lands. It's part of the agreement we have. But once I get that completed, which should be by early next week, then we've been preparing for drilling contractors and earthwork contractors to build drill pads and so forth, access roads. So we want to get that survey done. Then we intend to mobilize, I would say, mid, perhaps late April. Hopefully we'll be drilling in, I would say, early May. We've got a 2-month program that will satisfy all of the work commitments that we need to do on the project. And this will allow us to further drill around parts of the existing open pits so we can fully define how far we can expand these, take them to their ultimate limits. Plus, we also have several exciting exploration targets that we want to start testing. So, I mean, it's an ambitious program. It's fully funded. We've got the state and BLM permits in hand. We've got posted our cash reclamation bonds. So it takes money to make money, and we're prepared to go to site and drill these priority areas and add value to the project and further de-risk it.
Somebody listening to the interview right now, what should they consider about maybe participating in your company?
Well, I think the bottom line, when people want to invest in a company, they're really looking, if they like the gold sector, then they want to pick the stock that they think is going to do the best for them. And when you look at our valuations, gosh, a lot of the peer companies in the heap leaching gold business, they have market values that are on the order of $80 an ounce of gold in the ground, and we're only valued at half of that. So that's a very prime, strong indicator of why people should consider Bullfrog Gold. I mean, we're undervalued. We have a deposit with established resources on it, plus we have exciting exploration potential. You basically have all the ingredients, really, to serve as a good investment opportunity.
I want to thank you, Dave, for coming on my show. If you're looking for a basic material gold company, look no further. Take a look at Bullfrog Gold Corp. In my estimation and my own opinion, if you will, market cap around 17.8 million, stock at 11 cents, very undervalued here. You can find them on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BFGC. You can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol BFG. Dave, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Only thing I ask is that you not wait 4 or 5 months to come back on it.
Well, we're also trading in Frankfurt, Germany, under the symbol 11B.
Okay. You heard that from the CEO himself. Dave, anything you want to add before I let you go? We got about 15, 20 seconds left.
No, I appreciate the opportunity to go over the company. We're quite enthused where we are. This is actually the best start we've had in 7 years when you look at the economic conditions. And yeah, gold is $1,650 an ounce. And it wasn't too many years ago. It was under 1,100. So
right.
We're enthused with this new year start.
Thanks, Dave. Good talking to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.